For coral to grow, it needs a hard substrate to attach itself to. If the bottom is mucky with sediment or covered in algae, corals won't be able to attach themselves. Reef restoration thus often begins with ensuring natural substrate exists, or providing suitable artificial substrates. People have some crazy ideas about what this can be, even dumping large objects like airplanes and tanks into the ocean. These can certainly make for some interesting scuba dives, but are of questionable ecological sustainability. Sometimes they even leach out toxic chemicals. There are designed substrates, too, specifically for coral restoration. As simple as some cinder blocks tied together, or specially designed materials like those shown at right, made from cement or limestone. The chemical composition of substrates used varies a lot and has an impact on the species that will colonize them.